This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heidi, 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 ho! June the 8th, it's Thursday here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hear the program all around the clock, all around the world at gooddayshow.com. You can hear our downloads every day. One of the recent ones last day or so. The story of this neighbor who killed a mother who was trying to get her child's iPad. The follow-up on that story, by the way, you can... As I say all the time, looking at these things, whatever the program is that I'm doing, whether it's the American Family Farmer program, the Good Day Health shows, the Good Day show itself, you can find them at the website for the show, the American Family Farmer Show, for example, gooddayhealthshow.com, gooddayshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts, you link to them there. So the story of this subhuman being, maybe this woman who's charged for fatally shooting her neighbor through the door. The sheriff of Marion County, a fellow named Billy Woods, Jay, said he was happy to approve the arrest of this woman who's accused of killing her neighbor. This happened after a dispute, as we said yesterday, with the children playing.
Yes, well, and she wasn't arrested right away because of the whole standing your ground or whatever. Well, it was an iPad that the victim's children had left in a field they were already playing in. They went back to find it. It was no longer there, so they did the Find My Device option, and they pinpointed it to a neighbor's house. And when she went to go get it, this verbal altercation ensued, and I guess the woman who shot the other woman at one point even took the iPad and hit one of the other children over the head with this.
Yeah, great, huh? What a great way to teach your children the lessons of life. So let's think about that, which the old Bob Luman song, let's think about living, let's think about loving, let's think about loving, 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 loving. I think that we all are magnets. We attract to us what we are ourselves. So that woman that we're talking about, she attracts that negative energy that unfortunately so many people have. And then you look at the story of the mother, and she appears to have been the type of person who would attract positive energy. We do that. And whether it's a divine connection to the universe or whatever it is, why some people have an unlimited amount of love to spread around and other people have an unlimited amount of hate to spread around.
And why it comes so much easier for some people and other people have to work at it. Some people can just genuinely be positive. Other people, they have a predisposition where they have to... It just takes more of an effort, but the same thing goes that whatever you put out is what you will receive back. So be conscious, and we've been talking about decisions and choices a lot, so be conscious of what you're sending out there.
Yeah. I was noticing as I look, we have lots of various bits and pieces of information that come to us. Every organization, every business has its trade newspapers, and so... I'm one who reads these things carefully and looks at what's around. And one of the things that I've noticed lately, within the podcasting world, not always are some of the podcasts, some people like them because they're uplifting, what we were just talking about. Others, the True Life lady that works on my farm, that actually the farm manager, listens to these crime podcasts all the time. She's walking around feeding the cows, and I hear this audio. I said, "What are you listening to?" She says, "I'm listening to my favorite crime podcast." And I'm trying to think to myself, well, why would somebody want to listen? I suppose the same thing applies. Why do I like watching Law and Order or the FBI, Chicago PD or whatever it is? I suppose the same thing, right? However, it is that I don't know. I guess it's just part of what we find. Everybody's got something different. to like. But one of the things I came across in looking at the podcast information for the month of May is how many people are listening to a podcast about the Nazis and Nazi Germany and the history of Hitler. Huh? Why would you find that to be of interest? Again, everybody's turned on or interested in different things.
I don't think this is a turn on in the way that the fascination with serial killers, where it's a fascinating thing. I think in terms of what is happening in today's society, some people are using it as a learning tool. Comparison.
How so, Jay? How do you mean?
Comparisons to listen to what happened then, because a lot of things, a lot of words and phrases we are hearing in today's society are that there are Nazis, people are being called Nazis, people are being called this and that, and it is very reminiscent to a degree of what happened back then, even in terms of not just everyday society or societal norms, but look at Russia and Ukraine. Yeah. And where Nazi terms are being thrown around there.
That's true. Yeah, they are.
Yep. So I think it's less of an outright fascination in the terms of, like, serial killer podcasts and documentaries take hold. It seems like it is more of people are trying to be educated in every way, shape, or form.
Yep. All right. Take a look at some of the pictures coming out of New York City in the past 24 hours. I'm looking at a group of people crossing the Brooklyn Bridge under this red haze that has come down to the United States from Canada. This is grim, man. And the people, is this something that we're going to live with every summer now? Every time the weather warms up, we're going to have fires here, there, and everywhere, and have the cumulative effect on our lungs and our, you know, this is the worst air quality on record in New York, apparently.
There's, like, no visibility.
We were talking about the Broadway play that was interrupted yesterday because they couldn't breathe. There were a lot of things in sports that were put off. New York Philadelphia games were postponed. In Binghamton, New York, a meteorologist said the area around him looked like Mars, smelled like cigars. You know, that's when I saw that, I thought to myself, you know, that's what it smelled like here. I'm walking outside and I'm smelling this air, and it smells like something burnt, but not something, you know, it's not like wood burning, which has a, you know, sort of a, if you burn your wood, you know, fireplace wood, the stuff that you burn in your fireplace
bonfires,
has an interesting, but burning, it smells like cigars, oy. So, anyway, we think the whole impact of this has been on the United States. Are we the only ones? I think we had big fires, didn't they, in Australia or New Zealand last year?
Oh, it was like the whole state. Last year or 2 years ago, it was almost like the whole state, the whole country. Mm-hmm. Australia was just
burning.
Completely on fire and burning.
Yeah.
But also, with the wildfires happening in Canada, before the smoke started infiltrating U.S. air, we were talking about the wildfires, and we're talking about Canada. Now that the smoke inhalation and the density is so big here, has anybody focused on what's still happening in Canada? How much is contained? How much is still burning?
Well,
it seems like the main focus is just all of the smoke that we are
there
doing.
There are hundreds
right
and hundreds of fires, Jay, and most of them burning still out of control, which will mean this will go on for a while. I'm going to New York next Monday and Tuesday to be with my son and his wife and my grandson, and I'm wondering what in the world, what are we going to be breathing when I go down there?
Yes.
So
yeah,
you'll
have to give us a call. Give us a full report.
Yes. Well, I will. While I'm not on the air on Tuesday, I can I can call you and tell you what's going on. The Pope has been hospitalized for a surgery, got a problem with an intestinal blockage, it looks like. He's going to be in the hospital for a couple of days recovering, but he's expected to fully recover. He's 86 years old. He went into the hospital to address recurring painful and worsening symptoms caused by an abdominal hernia. All of us who have had those know exactly what he's going through. I've had a couple of hernias. It's actually depends on how serious it is and where it is, because a couple of different places it can happen. Sometimes you want to get them fixed. The doctor said to me, if it's not bothering you, if it doesn't hurt, don't fix it. Because oftentimes the hernia operations they do on your gut will backfire. The mesh that they put in there breaks, and it just is messy. Apparently, that was not the Pope's problem. So at any rate, he had a couple of problems earlier, I think during the winter. Didn't he have bronchitis? And he went to the hospital. He had a bad case of it. Now you get 86, you get a little more frail.
It seems like there's been a lot of things happening.
Well, we wish him well, right? That's the way to do it. You got to wish everybody the best, the best, the best, the best, the best, the best. The situation, speaking of best, Father's Day, coming up a week from this Sunday. How are you doing getting a really good gift and a unique gift for your dad? I suggest, and we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks, that you go to omahasteaks.com and use the code 30DUG, 30DUG, get the best deal you can. And actually, I'm told it's the best deal that Omaha Steaks has ever made. For their, this is a $99.99 special, 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 pork chops, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 4 caramel apple tartlets. How about that? And 8 free Omaha Steaks. I feel like it's the Christmas and a partridge in a pear tree, right? You get 8 steaks and... Yeah, da 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 da.
And steaks of that.
Right, exactly. So if your dad wants steaks and you want to please him, then make it easy. Just go to omahasteaks.com, promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG, D-O-U-G. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. So maybe it's your dad, maybe it's somebody in your family, a father figure, somebody that likes this sort of thing. This is a great way because these things, when they're cooking, I had some of them that were sent to me when we were starting to talk about doing this this flight of commercials. And we had a cookout when the farm, when we everybody came back to the farm. And because this is not something that I necessarily would eat, but the guys on the farm loved it and smelling it, it was just great. So help yourself to help your dad. Are you ready? OmahaSteaks.com, promo 30DUG.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125-milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trending things social media wise. It's 23 past the hour on Doug's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and I. Focus now on a couple of stories that are tied to social media. For example, Apple is saying, Jay, that they will stop auto-correcting the F word. As you know, if you put blanking or use the F word with an ing, a gerundive F word.
Yes.
The gerundive F word, it comes back as ducking. And so Apple is going to fix that problem. They have a lot of people are frustrated when ducking comes up in place
yes.
of.
Yes, it's right, ducking annoying, and it's about it ducking is, time.
Ducking. Well, thank you very much for that. So they say this revamp is part of a big update to the intelligence of the iPhone. Okay, well, we can argue about that. So at any rate, the people on Twitter were talking about thanking the duck for that. Isn't it interesting how a word like the F word gets to be used and gets to be dirty. How does that, where did that first
yes,
start?
Yes, who puts the meanings become? Behind certain words? And what's funny, too, is people, when they are trying to drop an F-bomb in text and it becomes duck or ducking, and people immediately think of the animal rather than the active act of ducking under something.
Yes, right. Yep, it's a verb.
Where do our minds go with certain words?
It's crazy what we are accustomed to thinking. And one wonders also whether all languages, whether as you translate the F word into another language, does it have the same impact? Is it not considered in society correct to use whatever the French word is for
nothing? Oh, yes, in certain phrases that in one language it may have one meaning and then you translate it and it means something totally different. And think about the peace sign. When you hold your two fingers up for the peace sign, if you flip it around, I think is it in England where it's basically the middle finger?
Yeah, lovely. Okay, so the other thing I have here is sort of a follow-up on the woman who hired, was it the man or the woman? No, it was the woman who was dating this guy who was married. She hired a hitman on the black web to kill the husband's wife. All right, so there's another story from that league, if you will, we'll talk about. It's all over social media right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so here's a 17-year-old girl, Jay, who was arrested in Iowa after trying to hire a hitman to kill a 7-year-old child. Police say the girl used the website rentahitman.com.
Yes, not realizing that's a parody website. It is not real.
No.
She fills out the form to request, includes the child's name, where they live, how the child can be found. And, of course, the owner of the parody website contacted authorities immediately.
But why would somebody start even a parody rentahitman.com? It's people in there. I suppose we all have kind of weird sometimes senses of humor, but I don't see anything funny about that. Rentahitman.com. Yeah, that's very funny. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. France's Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin says an attacker with a knife injured children and others in the Alps town of Annecy. The attack took place near a primary school today. Police report they have detained the attacker. Witnesses said some of the children appeared to be as young as 3 or 4. An adult is also in critical condition this hour. Smoke choking the skies across the Northeast is expected to linger at least until next week. It's a result of roughly 100 wildfires burning across Canada. Nearly 100 million people in more than a dozen states were under air quality alerts yesterday. At one point, New York City was listed as having the worst air quality in the world. Meteorologist Angie Lassman.
Tomorrow, we're going to see minor improvements. By Saturday and Sunday, much better. We'll maybe see a haze in the air, but even by the beginning of next week, some rain will help wash that out. But winds will switch and make it a whole lot better.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, are you afraid to ask questions? This is what we do here. We ask questions. Jay and I ask questions. Sometimes of you, sometimes they're sort of generic, sometimes they are for each other. Like I will ask Jay frequently when we're doing a stir, we're talking about, for example, the day being National Best Friends Day. You have your friends. I would ask Jay who her best friend is. That's what questions are for. This is what conversation. A lot of times people don't ask questions because they don't want to know what the answer is.
Yeah, they don't want to know the answer, or they want people to lie to them. Or sometimes, this is the one that gets me, when someone asks a question they already know the answer to, they're trying to prove a
point. Lawyers, never ask a question.
Take that passive-aggressive crap out of here.
Right. Anyway, so this day, National Best Friends Day, gives us pause to think about who our best friends are. I think my best friend, I have probably a couple of them. We all probably have a couple. Maybe it's your spouse, and maybe it's your brother, your sister. Maybe it's somebody that you're in business with. There are all kinds of friends. My dog, Daisy, would
man's
be in some
friend.
Circumstances considered, man's best friend is the dog.
I have other friends that I care a lot about, some people that I don't spend as much time with as I would like to. I love spending time with my children. I would say they are very close friends. I don't know that I would identify one person as my best friend. I've had friends over the years, Bob Kay, who has been with me and I with him since 1968 when we first met and worked at WBZ in Boston. By the way, did you find that picture the other day of us and posted? I didn't see.
I did, yes. Okay. Yeah, I shared it to yours.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that kind of friendship. I believe that you and I are friends.
Situational friendship. Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely friends.
Right.
And I think there's situational friendships where you're put in the same situation, you develop friendships, and it's once that situation ends and you keep connection with those people, that's when you know that is a true friend.
Yeah.
I think there are levels of friendships where you have your best friends, you have your close friends, you have acquaintances, you have mutual friends or friends of friends, where you still have admiration and respect. That's just there's different levels, and those are always okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely, yep. Like the cliche thing, of course, my husband's my best friend, and he was my best friend before we even started dating. My mom is one of my best friends, has been, always will be. And then, of course, my BFF forever in life that is not part of my family, but she is my family. Her name is Katie Kane, and I love her so much.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Katie. How are we doing? Good for you. Not a bad thing. Prince Harry, another name in the news today, back on the witness stand yesterday in his phone hacking trial. Long first day on the stand. He came into the building yesterday with a smile, got back to the business of answering questions. That's what made me think about questions and who answers your questions and what questions are you confronted with. So anyway, he's claimed that the newspapers, a particular group, the Mirror Group in England, used unlawful and deceptive methods, including phone hacking, to get information about him. They also put a tracker on his car. So I like that. And apparently what's come out in this trial, there are other people who have been, this is coming out in the trial, how many actors, celebrities, people who are connected to famous figures, all are suing this newspaper group because they put trackers on their cars. And they put trackers on their phones somehow. How dare they? And they should get, I remember when Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer, people said, you can't sue the National Enquirer. You can't sue a newspaper because you're a public figure and they can say whatever they want. Johnny Carson got $32 million out of the National Enquirer in that suit.
Yeah, because you can't lie. You can't
slander.
That is against the law.
Yep. And there are some who say, well, you're a public figure. So they stretch that, but it doesn't,
yeah,
it's not that stretchable.
Game.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of celebrities, Martha Stewart, who is all over the place because of her front page. Well, actually, there was an insert, too, wasn't there, of her in the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated? Yeah, there was a lot about her. Yep. So anyway, she's been talking about people not working in the office 5 days a week and how that ultimately will lead to the U.S. going down the drain. She said, quote, "You can't possibly get everything done working 3 days a week in the office and 2 days a week at home." She compared the productivity level of our country to France, saying the latter is not very much of a thriving country, and it isn't. Europe doesn't thrive. The socialistic tendency, this is Doug talking now, not Martha Stewart, but especially in Spain. Oh, my God, Spain. They think they're working hard if they work 36 hours a week. The government mandates a month vacation that companies have to pay for. And in France, it's a little better than that. Italy, you know, they're going down the same. But they've always been sort of socialistic.
Yeah, that's always been the norm, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and I think one of the things, too, with the work from home or the hybrid work part-time from home and then part-time going into the office, mentally speaking, that doesn't work for everybody. Some people don't have the accountability. But also some people, that's just healthy for them because, they thrive when they are around other people. Some people need other people to push them to go further and harder and just being around other
people. Moving ahead. moving ahead.
Up. Yes, like extroverts versus introverts. Some people need to recharge their batteries by being alone, and others recharge by being with other human beings on a regular basis.
Yeah. Amen to that. Michigan police sharing footage of a chase involving a 10-year-old boy driving a 2017 Buick. I shouldn't check all of this, but down Interstate 75, nobody was injured. Decided he'd take his mom's SUV for a ride. He was at the wheel, taking the car from the home, according to the Saginaw County Dispatch. Got a call from OnStar that the vehicle had been stolen, and it was southbound. The mother said, "There's no my. Where's my car gone?" She didn't worry about where her son was. She said, "Where's my car?"
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, no,
he was trying to go see her, apparently.
Oh, I didn't get that out of it. Really?
Yeah, yeah. The boy report. Well, when they first tried to pull him over, he wasn't complying, and then OnStar disabled the vehicle, and it ended up coming to a stop. It gently hit a guardrail, but everybody was okay. There were no injuries. But the boy reportedly told police that the car was his mother's, and he was trying to get to Detroit to see her.
So how did he get?
He had been staying with relatives.
How did the mother's car get at the relative's house would be my question, right? Isn't that a legitimate question for the story? Huh?
Well, if that's where she parked her car and then had to fly somewhere or go somewhere.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, he didn't get hurt.
10 years old, my goodness.
What do you do with a child? What do the police do to a child like that?
Well, he's charged with single counts of unlawfully driving away from a motor vehicle.
10-year-old.
Fleeing and eluding police, assaulting, resisting, or
opposing. Put him in jail for the rest of his life. There's some trauma for you. Speaking of traumatization, how'd you like this? You know what an orca is?
Yes.
Okay. Here I am with my New England again. I was about to say orcas. Orcas may have taught whales to sink boats. And they're not doing it to be nasty. They're playing, according to research that's been just published. The orcas purposefully sink sailboats. Some researchers theorizing that the killer whales may have taught each other to do this after one of them may have had a traumatic incident. But this is an interesting, encounters of these boats of the, this kind of reminds me of that movie Meg, right, where the big shark comes in.
Yeah, say them.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing. Orcas, they're killer whales, Shamu, we've all seen at SeaWorld. They're actually part of the dolphin family, and dolphins are so playful.
Yep, they are.
So playful.
But dolphins maybe, but these killer whales are not.
Yeah, they might be accidentally sinking some boats.
Yeah.
If you see the one, it's not an orca, it's an actual whale, and I can't remember what kind of whale, maybe a humpback, but there were some kayakers, and it came up and basically got the kayakers in their mouth and then realized this is what I want to eat and opened their mouth. Like, they survived. The kayakers survived, but they, for one brief moment in time, they were inside a whale's mouth.
Huh. Wow. All right, some sad news for those of you who follow the 700 Club or have been followers of Pat Robertson for a long time. I worked for him on his fledgling commercial network back in 1990, I think it was, 89 and 90. His office is right down the street. The studio is in Washington, four blocks from the White House. I remember walking into the studio every morning at 4 o'clock. Actually walking over people who were asleep on the grates outside in the wintertime. And I had one conversation once with Pat Robertson about the running of the network. He got into trouble, and the network was closed. He was using money from his nonprofit to run the for-profit network, and the IRS got a hold of that, and that was the end of that. Anyway, he's been public, as long as I can remember, Pat Robertson has been at it, passed away at the age of 93. I don't think he's been on the Christian Broadcasting Network for a while. I think it's his son that's on there now. Is that true? I think that's what goes on there now.
Okay.
But the 700 Club and what it represented, religious broadcasting and the connection to the Republican Party, all of that stuff became kind of a distraction. But there were followers. A lot of people liked that stuff. He had a strong audience. He made a lot of money. Had a huge campus down in Virginia Beach. And I remember going there once, too, finding it was like a weird kind of another world. But the people who followed him, man, he was like a god. So he's passed away at the age of 93. Also, things changing at the cable news network. The fellow, most people don't, everybody knew Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch. Nobody knew who Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T, was. He'd been running CNN, I think, for a number of years. I don't know when he first went there. Anyway, the network is in a tailspin for good reason. Obviously, it was badly run by this guy, and they don't do what people are interested in seeing. When you look at the News Nation Network and what they're doing and how they're gaining followers and viewers very quickly because they're giving people what they want. It used to be that when Ted Turner ran CNN, he founded it in Atlanta, it was very objective. It was middle of the road. But then over the years, it became much more of a left of center and the ratings went down. And so anyway, he's only been there, I think, for a year or so as I look around at what's what and who's who. But at any rate, their ratings are awful. Awful, awful, awful. And so he gets the blame, as he should. And he gets the cans. It'll be interesting to see who they bring in place of him. But I don't know. There's so much. Now, I find when I just flip through the channels at night, I spend some time on News Nation, and I like what I see, and I get out of it what I think I need in terms of quick little news behind the scene. And I'm happy, and I move on. So, anyway, that's that story. And now it's 48 after the hour with all the stories. This is Good Day.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ghostbusters! Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, our movie moments on the Good Day program for this Thursday. What are we doing with Ghostbusters?
Here's an interesting part of movie history. This day in movie history, June 8, 1984, the original Ghostbusters was released into theaters and obviously became a huge hit. It was the number two hit of 1984. Believe it, in a great, one of the, maybe the best year of pop culture movies of all time. Actually, the number one movie released in 84 was actually an R-rated movie, Doug, which is Beverly Hills Cop, which is a tremendous entertainment. But what I find so interesting about this day in movie history is the same day Ghostbusters was released in theaters, June 8, 1984, Warner Brothers also released Gremlins. And that movie became a huge hit that summer and one of the biggest pop culture fan favorites of all time. So two big movies released that day have stood the test of time and have gained audiences generationally, Ghostbusters and Gremlins. I saw Ghostbusters twice in the theater in 84, but don't tell anybody, but I actually watched Gremlins 10 times in a movie theater back in 1984. I love Gremlins. Both really good, but I love Gremlins. I love that movie.
All right, I heard the three of you talking about Jenna Ortega before we were on the air live. What was that discussion about? I see she's
That's
in...
That's a private conversation, Doug. That's
excuse me.
Off the air.
Yeah, but she's in the news, so what are we... What,
well, she's
why
in
is she in the news?
She plays Wednesday and Wednesday, and she they're currently filming at Warner Brothers, directed by Tim Burton, Beetlejuice 2. She will be a big focal point in that
but you said something about her being a generational talent.
Yeah, I read an interview where one of the producers on that show called her a generational talent. That's pretty high praise. I don't agree with that statement. I mean, I think she's a cute kid. It has an interesting look, but She's not going to win any Oscars, I don't think. Right. I mean, I don't see her as a generational talent. I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times.
Do we? No, you haven't. Not too many times.
A few times.
Do we think the Actors Guild is going to go out on strike the same as the Writers Guild is out there, like 65,000 members?
Cripple the industry if that happens, no?
That'd be the end of TV and movies.
Well, they'd have to come to some sort of compromise at that point. I mean, because nothing would go into production and everybody would
not
be damaged.
Be helpful, right. No business.
Including the viewer, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Already, the stuff, the dreck that's on TV now for the summer usually starts the end of May, the 1st of June. This week and next week especially, there's all kinds of garbage. Have you noticed that? The reality TV, part of it is because of the writer's strike, I think, as much as anything else. But they're even airing movies. Good movies, to be sure. But they're still not original content. Is this, are we seeing two things going on here?
And that was quick, too. I mean, the damage, I mean, the strike's not going on that long, and you see the damage. I mean, it goes on for 6 months to a year. It's a lot of damage. You get the actors involved, and then you'll cripple the industry. And I guess more people have to listen to radio. That's a good thing.
Yep. Writers Guild, Directors Guild, Actors Guild, all of them. Well, most of them are honoring the Writers Guild anyway, right? The picket line started the 1st of May.
Yeah.
So for a month now, there have been a lot of actors who wouldn't go to work.
Correct.
They're just staying away. And that's got to be, if you're looking for good entertainment, you're not going to find it this summer.
I mean, you need writers. I mean, it all starts with the writer. Why they deem the writer so insignificant in the industry.
That's where it starts.
I don't really understand. But.
Right. All right, what else have you got?
Here's an interesting stat. You know what pay-per-view is, right?
That's sure.
Where people go, okay. So Universal, give you an example. Super Mario Brothers played 41 days in a theater, did over $1 billion worldwide. They put it on pay-per-view, and it has garnered $30 million domestically in people buying it on pay-per-view, and $75 million overseas. That's $105 million on pay-per-view, which is almost all cake in their pocket. I think the take is like 90% back to the studio on pay-per-view. So 41-day window worked extremely well with this project. This is what I like to see. I think 41 days is pretty fair. I like 45, but 17 is not enough, in my opinion. I think that's a good model. 41 days in the theater, and then you can watch it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I'm for that. So is that going to be reality?
To the bigger movies, it will, yeah.
Good.
To the smaller ones, no.
I think that maybe they're waking up to the reality. People actually, hello, want to go to the theater. Ding, 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 ding. Chuck Curry, very important part of our Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.